Well, I guess he's really kind of a bum. You see, he's a gambler, Mr. Marlowe. A bookie. Just a harmless small timer, sure, but I'd get him in an awful jam if I called the cops. Will you try to find him for me? I got dough. I'll pay you whatever you charge.
Don't worry about the money, Tommy.
I got one lead for you. This name here in the back of the envelope, see?
Yeah. Lester Carney. And the number 3004 and a half. Does that mean anything to you, kid?
No. I'd have looked that guy up my cell phone. You know how far a kid could get.
Sure.
Gee, Mr. Marlowe, I'm sure my uncle didn't leave town. It's something else. It's gotta be. He's in some kind of trouble.
Now, Tommy, you know that he might be on the wrong end of it, don't you?
Yeah. Well, if that's right, I want to find it out fast, Mr. Marlowe. Here's a picture of him.
Mm-hmm. Scared, son?
Me scared? Nah. Not for myself, anyway. Yeah, I guess I am, kinda.
Well, okay, Tommy, eat your dinner, and then get back to work. I'll see what I can find out, huh? I patted my new client on the shoulder and left the cafeteria. But I was sure of one thing. The dry rot that gets to most people in Hollywood wouldn't touch a hard-working kid named Tommy Lawson. He was already smarter at 15 than a lot of citizens get at 50. I stopped in a phone booth and found the name Lester Carney listed in the book at 8110 Cherokee Street.